I'm going to say some things about apostle, and then I'm going to. Apostle is a true father and a true coach. I never forget it. Certain things apostle would say. I mean, you talking about a coach. He know what to do. He know what to say to provoke you, to make you kick into another gear. I remember we were looking at RVs. I had gone to an RV show. I told Leroy Jr., I said, look, man, I just came from the RV show. He said, you got bit by the bug, did you? I said, man, I'm looking. And then Apostle, I didn't know he was with Apostle. Apostle said, any man who has a jet ought to have an RV. And, you know, and I wasn't being disrespectful. I told Leroy Jr., and he can vouch for it. I said, y'all hitting below the belt. I got to go. Wow. I'm serious. I said, I got to go. And I got off the phone. It wasn't disrespectful. But spiritually, I mean, it hit me in a place where at that point, I got to do something. I mean, I have to. And so Apostle, Apostle, man, you talking about provoking you. He was ministering one day. And that's my apostle, amen. He was ministering one day, and then he said, now, my church is paid off, Dan's church is paid off. Then he said, my jet's paid for, Dan's jet's paid for. And then he stopped. Oh, I knew what that meant. See, he wanted to have the third piece of it. He wanted to say, my house is paid for, and Dan's house is paid for. But thank God he can say that now. Hallelujah. I want you to get this. I really received that. He gave two of them. Let me go back over again. I got. He know what to do to provoke you. I didn't just hear the other two. I heard the third one. So, you know, it's amazing how he, you can be seated. It's amazing how he, he know what to do, what to say. He said, my church paid for, Dan's church paid for. My jets paid for, Dan's jets paid for. And, you know, it's almost make me feel bad to be a son that don't manifest so the father can say to finish, hallelujah. You know, it's a blessing to be in a position where you don't owe nobody nothing. Y'all, excuse me, my voice crying. I just get like that, you know. I want you're in Romans 12. We're going to Romans 12, and I want to share some things with you. It's a lot of places I can go, but I'm gonna stay right with the Holy Ghost in Romans 12. Now I'm gonna tell you. If you don't get your mind right, which is part of your soul, apostle's been teaching us, you got your spirit, but if your soul is out of alignment, you won't be able to walk where God wants you to walk. I want you to see some things here in Romans chapter 12. And let's just start right here in verse 1. I beseech you, are y'all in Romans chapter 12? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed, I want you to get verse number 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, we got to spend some time here in verse number 2. And be not conformed to this world. And be not conformed to what? But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So being conformed to this world has something to do with your mind. It has something to do with your mind. In order for them to get you conformed to the world, they have to get you to think a certain way. And if they get you to think a certain way, if they can get you to think a certain way, they can control your potentials. If your mind is out of alignment, jacked up, you have no chance of walking in the supernatural. Your mind will be the limiting, the mind, the limiting factor in walking in the supernatural. That'll be the title. You're going to have to get it down because I don't know if I can give it to you again. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, when your mind is limited, it's different things that God want to do. But if your mind is not prepared, you will have no chance of walking. Because the supernatural, that's where miracles, signs, and wonders occur. That's where things occur that are not natural. That's why we put this up on this wall. That's why we put it in gold letters. We put it up here on purpose. I'm going to give the cameras a chance to get over here. With men, it is impossible. But not with God. For with God, all things are possible. In other words, oh my God. The mind. I'm going to use this. It's a good example. COVID-19. They wanted, I recognize when all the news reports came out. Now, who is the father of lies? Satan. Who is the God of this world? Satan. Say, the answer to both questions. Who is the God of this world? Satan. Who is the father of lies? Satan. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what order I put it in. It's the same answer. Oh, God. And so, I know you got some things going on, but they're going to mix some lies with it. And so what I recognize, Lord, help me to walk through this. What I recognize is, they want to control me right now in an arena called fear, which is the opposite of faith. And if I'm going to have any chance of getting anything done, I'm going to, oh my God, I cannot allow them to lock down my potentials by locking down my mind. I can't listen to all this garbage. Some people going to lose their mortgage. I'm not going to lose nothing. I'm not going to lose. Oh, no. And I'm not going to die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I begin to see the junk that they were dispensing. I'm not drinking that mess. So what I did, I turned my back to it. I said, I'll watch very little news, very little, just enough to keep up, very little, because I cannot allow what I'm hearing to contaminate my spirit, shut my mind down, so I won't have any chance of walking in the supernatural. And so, do you remember, Let me see if the Lord want me. Remember in the Old Testament when they came after the prophet and his servant got up and looked around and said, look, we got all these people against us. And then you remember the man of God prayed and said, Lord, well, watch it now, Lord, open his eyes, but his eyes were already open. And now watch this. There are two different realms. Apostle's been trying to show us this for the longest time. My God, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Look, there are two different realms. You got the natural realm and you got the spiritual realm. You got the natural realm and you got the spiritual realm. So when the prophet said, Lord, open his eyes, he was already seeing, but he was seeing in the natural. But there is another realm called the, oh Lord, okay, Lord, I'm going to call the supernatural. When there is scarceness in the natural realm, there is abundance in the spirit realm. Now, I'm going to just have to walk through this. Y'all got 1 Kings 17, 1 Kings 18. I got to do it the way you're telling me. Remember when there was famine. 1 Kings 17, 1 Kings 18. There was famine. Remember when there was no rain. Remember when the Lord told the man of God, go hide yourself, oh my God, by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. Watch this. And I have commanded, this is supernatural, I commanded ravens. Ravens don't feed nobody but themselves. But I have commanded the ravens. First Kings 17 and 18. Here they come. Flying in bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening. And the Bible says he drank up the brook. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now there was famine in the land. And the famine was so bad, and the famine was so bad that they were looking for blades of grass so that they could save the livestock. This is camp meeting, y'all. You're supposed to know the word. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, it is amazing to me that, see, it's two different stories being told. So on one side, they are saying, oh, my God, this is going on. My God, we've never seen nothing like this. Oh, it's death. It's, oh, my God. But on the other side, apostles said it's a wealth transfer. So the Bible says, whose report are you going to believe? See, when, oh, my God, there's so much stuff coming at me at one time here. See. When your mind, in order to walk in the supernatural, your mind has to be fixed. You have to be willing. Everybody else going that route, I'm going this route. Now, what I picked up during the pandemic and all, most people were on the defense. And then I said, I'm going to get on the offense. And then I picked up on the other side. In the spirit realm, God said, I want glory. And then I picked up that there were a room of prosperity angels running into each other because they had no assignments to go after. But I turned my prosperity angels loose. I'll get back to that later. I'll get back. Oh, my God. The supernatural is different. But you'll never even have the opportunity to walk over there unless your mind, you got to get your mind right. Hallelujah. You have to bring your mind, which is part of your soul, has to come under your spirit. It has to get in alignment when it don't look like it can happen. Oh my God, hallelujah. Some kind of way you got to believe, but God is glory hungry right now. I saw it. Okay, Lord, let me walk through. Doing it right in the middle of the pandemic, I told the Lord, I said, now, Lord, I know you're going to pay the house off. I know you're going to do it. It may just take a little bit longer because of what's going on, but I still know you're going to do it. Because, you're not able to have your regular services and the way that God maybe would provide for you, then you may look at all of that. So I talked to God. I said, Now, Lord, I know you're going to do it. Now, I believe you're going to still do it, but it may just take a little while longer. I had half of it right. The part that he's still going to do it, I had that right. But watch it now, but it's going to take longer. I had that wrong. In the spirit realm, there is always acceleration. There is all, you know, I heard Apostle talk about the Maserati. Can I tell y'all something about connection? How about this? Apostle got his Maserati from Seattle, Washington. How about this? And paid cash for it. How about this? And then Bishop got his Maserati from Seattle. And he is paid for in cash. I don't know if y'all missed that. I don't know. How? I mean, of all the places you could have got it from, why? I don't know if people believe it, but the power connection is powerful. All right, then let me go back. Hallelujah. You know, Apostle sitting back smiling right now because he's like, that boy got a jet. He paid for it. I mean, it's just, you know, my God. Let me stay on track. Okay, now I said, now, Lord, the supernatural realm, you'll never get no. There is, in the supernatural realm?
Yes.
Yes. Approve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You never get turned down. I'm telling you, man, I've been over there. You get over in that spirit realm, man, everything is hitting, boy. Yes, sir. So I was trying to operate in faith. You know, Apostle told us about operating in faith. Then you get over in the anointing. But then the glory show up. Now, I could not allow my mind to suppress what God wanted to do in the supernatural. Now, remember I told you the scripture over in Mark 10:27, with men, it is impossible. Of all the times to pay a house off, God said, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it. You know, with everything stacked against me, that's when God is at his best. Yes, man, I knew it by the Spirit. I said, God want to get glory now. So if he does something now, people are like, huh? You got this person. They can't pay their mortgage. You got this person. They lost this. What? How in the world did God take care of this? So now I'm operating in faith. I'm operating in the anointing. But then I saw it shift to the glory. And when I saw this thing shift to the glory, now it's time for me to get out the way. I don't care if I'm bishop, doctor, apostle, prophet. I don't care what your title is. Get out the way. Man, I saw God rise up in all his glory. I saw $80,000 roll in effortlessly. And some of it, I still don't know where it came from. And then I'm running down to FedEx. I know the location down there in Chester. I'm running down there to FedEx. Man, I gotta get in there at a certain time so they can get it out, you know, that day. And because I'm going after that principal, man. I am going after the principal. I called the bank. I said, do not be alarmed. The checks are coming. That first week, $80,000. That second week, man, money started flying in. I said, okay, I see it, 50, 60. I ran out of deposit slips. Did you hear what I just said? I said I ran out of deposit slips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, you know, it's a difference to be running in the bank trying to put something in, or, running in the bank when you're writing checks. But then when you're writing more deposit slips than you're writing checks, that's the supernatural. The natural is when you go to your mailbox and you got a bill. The supernatural is when you go to your mailbox and you have a check for you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm talking about the supernatural, man. I have sons in ministry. They're calling me, check your mailbox. Check your, the next one called, check your mailbox. They text, check your mailbox. Money everywhere. So the first week you already got 80 that rolled in. So we have 50, 60 co-pastors I shared to work with me. I know we're patients because when I get over in the spirit, I get crazy. It's like now. Oh, yeah, over in the spirit realm, everything is now. When is it? It's now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not later. It's now. Come on, y'all. You got to get it in your spirit because we miss a lot of things because we don't understand when you're over in the supernatural, everything is what? So I that second week, 50, 60,000, I had it ready to go to the bank. I said, Copehouse, you got to tear it up because more money is still coming in. I got to take more. It went to 60, 70, 80. I said, okay, God, I see it. You just matching what you did last week. You bad. I got to admit it, you bad. And then it went to 97,000. Went to 97,000, man. Went down there, applied a principle, and then the next week, a few days later, 47 capped it off. You can add it up, 80,000, 97,000, 47,000, and God wiped the mortgage out. And let me say, ain't no little Tina house either. Not 9,000 square feet on the lake. I wouldn't sell it for no less than $2 million. They can say what they think is worth. I wouldn't sell it for no less than $2 million. Now, okay, Lord, let me get this start back here. Now, everything when you get over, you know, you have faith that, and you operate in the anointing, and then you step into the glory. Y'all with me? And when you get over in the supernatural, everything is what? Now. Hallelujah. No, listen, we got to get better than that. When you step over into the supernatural, everything is now. Hallelujah. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you step over into the supernatural, everything is now. It's now. I was numb for 3 days after paying that mortgage off. Four floors, all brick, man. Just God, good. 8 fireplaces, Jesus. You know that I got to get this. I call apostle. He laughed. He said, son, I don't understand how you feel. He said, I've been over there many times. He said, I understand how you feel. Now, he said, son, sometimes God will hold all your blessings and then release all of them at the same time. He said, you better brace yourself. He said, the Lord, you better get yourself, you better brace yourself. Anything God may think you want, I took that as gospel. I'm not being facetious or anything like that. I wasn't talking to John Hancock. I was talking to the money cometh man. He got insight in the finances. He understands how to go over in the natural. Let me give you the natural and the supernatural. In the natural, there are banks. In the supernatural, there are vaults. So Apostle said, you better brace yourself. So I had this nice little idea, and this is where a lot of folk miss God. What camera is hot? I need to talk to somebody. Are you right here? Let me talk to somebody. You're missing God. That's what you're doing. You're missing God because you got it all planned out. You got to know when God want glory and when God want to do something different. It is, you're the one holding up the supernatural because the supernatural cannot be planned. Mm-hmm. I'm coming back. I'm talking to that camera. Let me keep talking to this camera. When I see it green, that's why I'm coming. I'm coming when I see it green. Y'all want me? Hallelujah. Now, what you got to understand, we got a lot of people that did see, oh my God, we won't shift. That Maserati will make you hit that gas. Oh Lord, that thing will walk. the problem is, am I green here? I mean, what y'all? Y'all got saw another camera on me? I ain't fooling with y'all. Let me go. We got 5 cameras. They all pay for it. One of them will pick me up. Hallelujah. The problem is, because you grown, because you full of the Holy Ghost, you think you running the show. You ain't gonna run God. You plant the seed. God determines when it come up and how much come up. So I had it all planned. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that. We got camp meeting. Apostle be coming in September. I'm just laying it all out. And see, you can plan the Holy Ghost right out of the picture. And oh my God, and a lot of things we plan, we base it on last year. Let's compare stuff. Hallelujah. But I thought he said he would increase you more. I'm trying to tell his testimony, man. I went back and looked at the records 2 weeks ago. I'm trying to, who is this? I'm asking the office, who is this? We got some people being blessed with some settlements, and we know they are coming in. And so the administrator said, oh, I see what you were saying. They'll come in. I said, no, this ain't them. Oh, no, y'all didn't understand what I'm saying. So I was letting them know, look, with some people, some big checks are coming. They already told me they're coming. We got some folk that want some settlements. We got some things happening. And so the administrator said, I see what you were saying. We see the increase coming. I said, no, those are not, those names right there are not who I'm talking about. Two weeks in a row, over 15,000 from one person. Two different households. Talk to me, Fredericksburg. Talk to me, Petersburg. Hallelujah. See, I think that's the problem with the supernatural, is you can't control nothing. See, because the apostles trained us. You have faith, and you operate in the anointing, but when the glory show up, you got to get out of the way. And so, this part, Lord. So I had it all planned out. I'm going to get the Maserati in October. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get it in October. We line up some things. We got camp meeting. Apostle be coming in September. So I'm going to just, I'm going to pace myself. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. When Apostle said to me that you better brace yourself. Because God, he'll hold it and unleash all of it right now. So I took that. I was talking to the money. I'm not being facetious. I was talking to the money coming, man. My God, that anointing that's on Apostle Thompson. I'm like, man, so I took it like God was talking to me. So I move October past August. And move it over into the month of July. I begin to look at some things. They said that won't be in. You order one in 2021, you won't get it till June 2021. I said, I can't wait that long because God wants glory right now. I was standing right over here. I remember the exact spot. I remember when I was turned. I was preaching one Wednesday night, and God said, I want glory now. I never will forget it. And so I said, what I need to do, my motive, that's another thing. What's your motive? My motive was to give God the glory. So I said, I need to go find something. Had Elder Woodenham looking. I'm looking. And I said, look, what about it? There's one in Seattle. And I remember Apostle got one from Seattle. It was sitting on the showroom floor with 84 miles on it. Had the colors I wanted. I said, I'll take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So now God can get glory. Now the house got paid off during the pandemic. And the Maserati came during the Doggone, man. How in the world can all this happen? Because what I decided to do, I turned my back. We're still working Romans 12. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so what I decided to do, I'm not listening to their garbage. Let me go over and start surfing in the spirit realm and let me get hold of what God want to do. And I turned God loose, man. I turned my prosperity angels loose. And anything. Co-pastor said she wanted a little dog. I said, let's go get it now. We got some members. Let me tell you how good God is. We got some members in our church, the Rayfields, and they have a dog, a very nice spa, daycare for dogs, all of that. They called 40 breeders. They said all the puppets, she wanted a little girl. They said all the girls are gone, all of them. They were paying for puppets in their mother's womb. Hadn't even been birthed yet. But she said, but we found one in Cincinnati, and she gave us a price. It was $3,000. Now, watch this. I'm going to show you God. They said, we're going to pay for the deposit. The lady said, okay, make sure you just bring cash for the rest because we're going to make the exchange. I called him. I forgot to bring the cash with me. So I called him because we were going to run by the bank. Hallelujah. We were going to run by the bank to pick up the $2,500. $500, $2,500, $3,000. So I called him and I said, look, I just want to make sure what the deposit was so we can give the lady the right amount of money. And then he said, it's already paid for. And I'm like, man, when were you going to tell me? When you get over into that supernatural realm, everything just starts working. It's just everything, man. It's just God. Okay, let me go back. I got some time. Let me we're going back to Romans 12. Your mind. Dreams and visions. I'm we had a young lady. They Minister April, I'll tell you who it was, O'Gara, came to our home. She was at the foot of the road. Saw that long driveway with aggregate. She started shaking. And went around the corner to one of the other members, and she began to talk. She said, you gave me the wrong address. She said, that long aggregate driveway with a fountain, 12 line hedge, that's his house. So Minnesota girl, she was like, So she came back. And she went down the driveway real slow. She said, they going to lock me up. I think she still gave me the wrong address. This, because she never saw somebody like her. Hallelujah. And She came and rung the doorbell. Now listen to what I'm telling you now. Her mind had received so many limitations over the years, it was affecting her now. Free fish, my God. Hallelujah. See, you have to flush out all of those limitations. All of those normal, average things have to be flushed out your mind in order for you to get what God wants you to have. I love it. Apostle loves it. Amos 3:3. How can two walk together except they be agreed? So she looked like a ghost. A ghost had hit her. I saw her face. I'm like, yeah, come on in. You all right? Yeah. She walking slow. I didn't know what was going on exactly. I took her down to the dock, walked right out the backyard, the lake right there. Let her walk on the pier. Now listen to what I'm saying. Something broke in her that day. She allowed her mind. She allowed God to remove limitations off her mind. And that's why she moved into her own home about 3 weeks ago. Hallelujah. One of the greatest ways to break something off somebody's mind is to go show them what God can do. No. I'm not talking about keep telling people. Do you know the Bible says this? No. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Be able to take them and show them. You see this? Look at God. You see that? Look at God. You see this? Look at God. So when people, and that's what Apostle does. Here, my God, the things myself and co-pastor have gleaned being an apostle's house. I went over into the prophet's chamber just for a little while last night. In the spirit. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's why I would normally sleep during camp meeting. Yo, I done lost half of y'all. Y'all like, what is he talking? Yeah, there is an area. The house over 22,000 square feet. There is an area off and another area. And then another. Then you get finally to that area. It's the prophet chambers. Oh, man. Being there. Thank God we have an apostle that ain't just talking a whole bunch of stuff. My God, he walking it out. He has evidence. My God. Oh, Lord, I'm going to get it myself. Man, I got to do it. I'm going to get in trouble, man. Charity, I don't know. What's a young lady here? You say that one woman, you know, Glenice? Vanice. My God, I get it wrong every time. Did they invite you to the no-burning? Did they invite you to the no-burning? Okay, you are thus invited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think we'll find some room. I think, where's Chef at? Chef, are we going to have enough food? I mean, what are we going to do? All right, okay, Chef going to make sure. That's a blessing, man. Man, y'all excuse me for a moment, man. The Lord done blessed me, man. I got a chef. My daddy was a chef. And God said, let me show you what I can do. Oh, man. Oh, God. Man, what was that? The apostle. Your mind. We got to come on now. We got to deal with this thing. We got to deal with this. We got to, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And one of the greatest ways that I've seen, and just being around apostle and seeing things and embracing it. And then apostle, haul off and say, it's easy to have plenty of money. When he first started saying that, I was like, oh, God. I mean, how can he say that? Now understand. The money just keep, come on, y'all. The money just keep on coming. And the money just keep on coming and just keep on coming. And how you gonna run out when the money just keep on coming? You sow and then God give a bigger harvest and the money just keep on coming, keep on coming and keep on coming. Yo. So what I found out during the pandemic, I found out they wanted me to think a certain way. I found out and I knew if you try to get me to think a certain way, you're gonna limit my potentials. You're gonna keep me from walking in the supernatural. So I turned my back because if I don't hear what you're saying, you can't get in my head. If I don't hear the garbage you're spewing out, then I won't allow it. You won't have a chance to limit me because I'm not hearing what you're saying. And so while they were telling their reports, God said, I got a report. You want to hear mine? Wealth transfer, increase, bonuses, hallelujah, get out of debt, pay your house off. What else do you want? I went in the fish store, man, and Mara, she told me, I want that hippo tank. You know, Dory and Finding Miss Nemo, but that particular one, they said when they're younger, they have a potential to get it. Maybe if you get an older one, you know, you have a better chance. They had a big one that came out of 300 and some gallon tank, and it was trying to hide on the rock. I said, bag them up. That big joke about this long trying to hide on the rock, man. And beautiful blue, man. Beautiful, beautiful. Put it in the tank. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so we are being limited. We are being limited. That's why you need to get around somebody that's about something. You need to expose. Oh my God. You need to expose yourself to greatness. You need to get around something strong enough to strip limitations off your mind. Tired of being around a whole bunch of broke people. Talking about, I ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing. No, look, you better get away from me. Talk to them. No, I don't want to be nowhere around you. I don't want to be around your limitation. And you watch being around people talking about how bad the future going to be. You a liar. Don't get up around me. Oh, no, man. So I saw it. And let me tell you something else. Dealing with all this racial mess going on, let me tell you something about that. You will not mess up my love walk. Talking about they hating and y'all all this crazy mess going on. No, over in the spirit realm, I saw it. They trying to pull me away from the love of God. They're trying to pull me away from my main anchor. You digging up all this stuff and all, no, I'm not gonna hate, I'm gonna love. I don't care what color you are, I love you. One thing you are not going to do is get me in trouble with God. I don't love nobody more than God. You're not going to have me to love a certain people and then don't like them as much and prioritize. Because there ain't no black heaven, white heaven, whatever heaven. It's heaven, it's just heaven. You want somebody to get you out of the supernatural? Start walking in flesh. Start walking in hatred. Start walking in bitterness. Start walking in revenge. They just yank you right out of the supernatural. You ain't gonna break my flow. I'm on a roll. Hallelujah. Oh, no. You're not gonna break my flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Vanessa got invited to the note burning party. See the, what in the world? You see, I had to do what God told me. That man, he in the middle of preaching the message and stop and invite somebody to the note burning party because the Lord told me to do it. Now watch this. The exposure she going to receive going to change her life from that point going forward. She going to say, what is that? Yeah, just look at it. Just look at it. Let it get in your spirit, man. Let it get in your spirit. Let it drop down in there. When your mind, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the what? The renewing. See, I just looked in the Dagners, sons and daughters in the ministry, the Dagners, they told me for years they came out to where we live, the neighborhood. They just came out there dreaming. Now they live there. Ain't that something? You know what they were doing? Your spirit, when it's trained properly, is ready to go. It's your mind lagging behind. You got to drag it sometimes. I'm like, come on, we're going here. I don't have to understand everything. I'm going for it. Sometimes I'm not, imagine, I used to, I'm sitting down, I got my little calculator, I'm going to click it. Yeah, I see, Lord, I believe he can do this, I'm clicking. I guess God's sitting in the back laughing. He said, that boy have no idea. I'm about to explode with provision in his life. I told the members, I said, the house paid for. You can't pay it all, it's already paid for. Then they came in here anyway. What a parade of love. Sowing like they had lost their last mind. I got tired, sit up there, wait. I'm like, what in the world? Holly. Glory to God. I'm watching my time. I'm going to be on. I got 10 minutes. That mind, your mind. Now, I want you to get this, man. They want you to think a certain way. And if they can get you to think a certain way, they can limit you for the rest of your life. If they can get you, if they can get you to believe something ahead of time, that's what you will have. I'm too deep now. Okay. They want to control this. They want to, because that's the ceiling right there. If they can control, thank your spirit always ready to go. But if they can control your mind, you can't walk in the supernatural because you can't get over there in the supernatural with no letter. No, how can two walk together except they be agreed? You can't go over into the supernatural talking about, I don't know if we're going to make it. In the supernatural, it's already done. That door right there, we're going to go through that door. Watch it open by the time we get there. All that, my God, in the supernatural, you got angels going ahead of you. Hallelujah. There are no traffic jams in the spirit realm. When God get ready to do something, I don't know if you can follow this. It's already done. Hallelujah. Everything is set up. Everything is aligned to be in agreement with what God wants. And so I just turn them loose, man. I just let them be God, man. Just let them be God. So your mind. Who are you allowing to control your mind? I'm telling you, you got to stop hanging around people who don't want nothing. I'm going to get in trouble. You need to start hanging around somebody to have manifestation. Amen. Amen. No, I'm not going to hang around a whole big group of people all religious and talking about all this stuff. Well, what have you manifested? You can prophesy all this, but have you manifested anything? Oh, see, I'm going to get in trouble. See? No, not me. If the enemy can limit you in the area of your mind, he has just limited you. All things are possible. You didn't hear what I said. I said all things are possible. I love this scripture. With men, it is impossible. But not with God. For with God, all things are possible. In the neighborhood where I live, there are some people being on the lake. We're the first to be on the lake of another persuasion. And so they would, you know, some may have thought, do they belong here? Now we're dead free on the lake. With men, it is in pot, but not. That's where I go. I don't want to hear what they're talking about. See, y'all are listening to the wrong stuff. You listening to what they're saying. I'm listening to what God is saying. Have you limited? Have you allowed your mind to be the limiting factor as it pertains to your potentials in God? Because when your mind is on lockdown, you ain't gonna be able to walk in the supernatural. Because in the supernatural, you ain't gotta figure nothing out. I told you, you're gone, you the faith, you operate in the anointing, and then you hit an arena called the glory. That's when you need to get out the way. Hallelujah. You're not the pilot, you just going with God is leading the way. He is showing you. You know what God is doing? He is showing you the path. He is showing you what he's already created. He is taking you through your house. He's giving you the tour of what he's done. At that level, oh my God. See, oh, how do I say it, Lord? Five more minutes. You can be greatly. The limitations. Oh, Lord, how do I say it, Lord? one of the ways the enemy will try to limit you is based on what you see. That's why exposure is so important. That's why I encourage people, open your homes up. Don't be, Lord, bless you. John, I don't want nobody up in here. No, how are people going to ever see that? Oh, my God. How are people ever going to see that it is possible? It's when limitations are lifted off of your mind, man, it's all kind of potentials that can take place. I'll give you a few things. When God show you something better levels and things, don't ever become jealous of it. He's trying to show it to you so you can go there. Amen. Oh, I got it. Oh, my God. You never become jealous of where you know you're going to go yourself. You only become jealous of something that you don't think you can ever get there. Tell me what they need all that for. I wonder how much that costs a gallon. you follow what I'm saying? So when you see nice things, you know, the apostle, Mom Thompson, they would see something nice and say, there we go. They would see it and say, there we go. Now, let me end with this. The man that received the S550 Mercedes, he told me, he said every time he would see me in it, he would say, thank you, Lord, for my S550. y'all ain't get it. Every time he would see me in the S550, one of my armor bearers, he would say, look, thank you, Lord, for my S550. Oh, my God. and then he helped me with my RV. Anything going on with my RV, he'll get on the floor, get a piece of cardboard, do whatever, trying to help me get it right. You know what I mean? See, that'll make some stuff come on. When you bless, oh, my God. Oh, my Lord, I ain't got time. Oh. But every time he saw it, he kept saying, Lord, I thank you for my S550. He was just speaking it. His spirit was already over there. He got his mind over there. his physical self saw it. And do you know he got the very one that he was? You know what I mean? You could confess that and another one could come, but God said, you said, thank you for this one, so I gave you this one. Hallelujah. And then his wife, oh Lord, I gotta go. And lastly, his wife said, we gonna get Bishop to pray over it. He said, he already prayed over it. He rolled in it. He ministered in it. Hallelujah. We turn it back over to you, Apostle.
My brothers and sisters, you just have listened to a master student. And he's being put into a master position. And I prophesize over his church and all his members that they're going to receive exactly what he's receiving, because I see when he said the money kept coming in, they started rolling their hand and they're catching on. Now, all of those testimonies are supernatural testimonies. And I always tell people who hang around, don't just hang around, pay attention, be a student. You think it's for the other fella, but it's for you. Some powerful things that I have to go over to emphasize that you can catch it. Sit down a minute. One of the things that was said that you must comprehend, the supernatural cannot be planned. That is magnificent. That is one of the functioning of my life. I don't make many plans. God has plans, and you just follow him, get close to him, and he'll show you. But you, in the supernatural, you just can't be making plans. And then I like the statement, flushing out all limitation. That's a powerful statement, but that's a supernatural statement, because you can't flush out all limitation unless you yield to the supernatural. There are one or two other things I heard him say, and I had to do this many years. I had people try to do it by criticism and by trying to shut doors in my face, but you're not going to break my flow. Yeah, that's a powerful statement. You need to have that masterpiece. You're not going to break my flow. And then take it as a word from God to you. I'm about to explode with provision in your life. See, I'm a student too, you see. I'm a student. See, some of y'all didn't even get that. I'm a student. I'm listening. I'm a student. I listen to my son. And there's something I picked up also. Exposure is important. Exposure is important. Now, you get jealous or you can get happy, because once you see it, you can have it. If you let jealousy get in your heart, it mess you up. And then I can go on and on. I think this is a splendid message, testifying, but yet nuggets of insight and revelation were being given to people who are not understanding that what is being said and what has been done is for you also. All right? I pray that ministers was listening all over the world, all my sons and daughters in the LTMA was listening. This is my desire. That boy picked up when I talked about his church was paid for and his RV was paid for. He picked up in the spirit The apostle telling me he wanted to go on, but he couldn't go on because my house not paid for it. When he did that, God paid for it. That is powerful. Pay attention. You know, as the Spirit says to men, great men and women, said, I'm not going to be with you always. Jesus said that. I'm not going to be with you always. But while we're here, let's pay attention. Let's give respect. Let's honor. Let's hang on to every word. The evidence of that. Left and right, up and down, east and west, north and south. Marriage-wise, family-wise, money-wise, church-wise, land-wise, it's there. I mean, there's no excuse. And so I said all that to say this one to you. I wrapped this thing up in one statement. Oh, my goodness. It's on the other side. You are held out of the supernatural in your soul. Your spirit is already there. You held your soul, your mind, your emotion, your conscious. Your imagination, your will is what the enemy work on to keep you out of the supernatural. This is camp meeting time, man. Yeah, I can stand here and teach behind this boy. He's put out so many. Now, he's a bishop and a doctor. That's what I call him, boy. He's my son. He's my son. And he can handle that. He can handle that. I remember one time years back, I called somebody something. I said, a boy or something. He said, I'm a man. I said, boy, you stupid. I'm trying to get you somewhere, and you think about the flesh. I'm talking about the spirit. I'm talking about sonship. I'm talking about relationship. So I'll close with this. It's so much. A man told me, I was looking at something. He told me it was $99,000. And I said, nope, I'm going to give him $97,000 for it. And he said, no. So Dan was preaching. I called Leroy and said, call and tell him I'll give him 98 for it, but he just got today. That's the only time he get it. Look how quiet y'all look. What is he getting? Not your business what I'm getting. You ought to try to pay attention when I get it, shouting that God can give you something. Yes, sir. See, people, I do that to shake you up. See? I buy two of things. Shake you up. You say, I thought, oh, Lord. I thought it was another color. The only way the supernatural, you'll be kept out of the supernatural is through your soul. The devil can't stop you. Your neighbor can't stop you. People of another color can't stop you. Nobody can stop you. The only way you don't walk in full prosperity is you let the enemy keep limitation in your thinking. And remember, no matter what happened, or something else a bishop was doing, no matter what happened, always give God the glory. Come on, lift your hand. Give God the glory. I want you to give God the glory because God's about to move you somewhere. Something that you thought couldn't happen in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with two evidence before you. Paul and Timothy of the day is before you right now with manifestation in their life, and God wanted to come over the body of Christ. I know one, two, three. I know three people about to pay their house off right now in the body of Christ. Be paid off in the next 2 weeks, three people. Darnell don't have no house, no. Darnell staying in a debt-free house. Glory to God, hallelujah. I know some people riding in some debt-free cars right now. Cars paid for. Yes, I mean the liberation, it's here. It's on the scene. It's God. Hallelujah. I can't talk much longer. I'm going to start preaching. And my son has preached a tremendous message. And Dan, you get ready. God got much more for your son because you're an example. You're someone I've been looking for. You're an example. And Jeremiah is here. His dad already done set the pace for him, and he listening. Jeremiah was wise enough to ask, could he come? And so he's here in person. He's in here. And he's an upcoming son who's going to do a lot of things also. And then my blood son, they're moving. I heard them. They said they're giving $10,000. I heard them. They're moving. And that's the way. My daughter, they're moving. Come on, son. Come on. Hallelujah. It's a good message, son. Good message. Praise God.